came out of the various drushes, Chazal, to teach us that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Kiva showed that it's impossible for it to be on Yontif itself, because Tashbisu is Sreifa, and Sreifa cannot be on Yontif. But according to the Chachamim, who hold Hashbisose b'chol dover, Tashbisu, you could be Makayim even without burning, according to them, you need other drushes to teach us that the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts before Yontif. And that's Muskim according to everyone. For whatever reason it is, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Erev Yontif from Chatzos. We had a Machloikis. Whether Bal Yeruah also starts from Chatzos or it starts at night.
But according to them, if it falls on Shabbos, even their way of getting rid of the sea, it's also...
Right, we also have a problem. Yeah, but it wouldn't be any right. That itself wouldn't be enough. We have to find another eight. Today's Gemara comes along with a case where a person finds Chametz on Yom Tov. So obviously he was not Mekayim Tashbisu on this Chometz, because he just found it on Yontif. The Shaila is, what to do with this Chometz? Now, as we talked many times, when we're dealing with Chometz, we have three Isurim to worry about. One Isur is you're not allowed to eat Chometz. Then we have another Lav, Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze, you're not allowed to keep Chometz. And we have a Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu to get rid of the Chometz. So when we're looking at this chometz that the person found in his house on Yontif, we have to analyze it from these three mitzvahs. Yeah.
If you can't keep chometz, then you don't have to get rid of it.
One's a loisa say for keeping chometz, and one's a mitzvah say to destroy it. One helps the other, but it's one's two separate. One's a lav, and one's a mitzvah say. Now. So the Rabbi Yehuda Marav came along and he said that when the person finds a chometz in his house, he puts a cover on it. That he's supposed to do. He's supposed to take a pot or a box and cover it over. Now, doing this, Lachara only has shaykhahs to the eating of the chometz. In order not to come to be over on eating the chometz, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, put a cover on it. But as far as Bal Yeruah, as far as Tashbisu, putting a cover on it does nothing. So what we see from this Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda Marav is concerned with the Shema Yavula Adachlon. He's afraid that he'll eat, it'll be over Chorus. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Marav was Machadish, that you have to protect yourself from coming to eat the Chorus. Now, what happened? What are we going to do about the other two mitzvahs? What about Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze? And what about Tashbisu?
What does it be connected to?
No, but on every chometz, and every piece of chometz, there's always three possible averas. So if Kaifal of Kli only takes care of one avera, so we're left by Sef, we have to worry about the other two. That's how they're connected. Because they're all negay the same piece of chometz. So Rashi and the Ran and other Rishonim have a big machlokes. What's going to be, what about Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze? B'chara, he's not accomplishing anything by just covering up. In order to take care of Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze, B'chara, you should have to do something to it. To destroy it, you have to do something. So we have a big machlokes Rishonim. The Ran and Rashi says, Ein Achinam. This Gemara, which says that all you have to do is cover it, is talking about that he made bitul. He made bitul on Erev Pesach, and he took care of Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze. Rashi Lishitosa is even more gishmak, because he took care of Tashbisu also. Because Rashi learns that bitul, when a person makes bitul, he's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So it comes out according to this. The Gemara is beautiful. There's no problem here on Taz Bal Yeruah, Tashbisu, because we're talking about he made bitul. all is left is a chash shema yavala oichloi, maybe he'll come to eat it. That the Gemara says, you cover it up and you solve all your problems. So according to this, Bechara, everything is set. I, the Shaila, is midrabanan. Even if you make bitul, we have a klal that still you have to make the dika, you're supposed to destroy the chametz. Midrabanan, there should be a mitzvah. So you have to say that Rashi, against the mitzvah derabanan, you have an issur derabanan of muksa. So that's why you can't do anything to the chametz. You can't do anything to the chametz because till you get to be makai in the mitzvah derabanan, first you're going to move the chametz. You're going to have to move it. So the moving of the chametz is an issur tiltul, an issur derabanan. So you can't even say that the mitzvah saseh of the derabanan of tashbisu, the mitzvah saseh should knock out the alav, the aver of moving. Because first you move it, and in order to burn it, first you have to move it, you have to pick it up. So it's not be'idin, it doesn't come at the same time. The mitzvah first comes the issur derabanan of muktzah. And then first later you get the mitzvah of midrabanan of burning. So since it's not be'idna, it's not at the exact same time. Now, even though there are different svaras, what's called be'idna, I know there's Torah about it, but there's many, it's so complicated, we're going to go with the simplest shita through the sugya. And then on your own, you go on. So that would fare for, the Raisa Dika problems we took care of with bitl. The Derabanan Dika problems, you put a cover on it, that takes care of that. All you're left with is a midrabanan dika mitzvah of midrabanan. You're supposed to get rid of it. On that, you have the avera of muktzah doesn't let you do it.
You wouldn't be, even if it's even after that, you wouldn't be
midrabanan, only midrabanan. That we're talking about. So against that midrabanan, you can't rely on bitul because maybe you'll come to eat it. You have to destroy it. It's not enough to cover up. You want to cover a chametz before Pesach, you can't rely on covering, you have to destroy it. But since over here we're dealing on yontif, and you have an issur muktzah involved, so the issur muktzah does not let you fulfill the mitzvah derabanan. But, yeah?
The mitzvah of the before the issur.
Yeah, that came before yontif, that he did. We're talking about the mitzvah to destroy the chametz you found.
So when is this chametz? When yontif comes, is the chametz there already?
No, what do you mean issur chametz? But this chametz didn't see this chametz. He missed this chametz.
Also, once he finds it, then
what about it? When he finds it, so there's an iser. Yeah, then he has a mitzvah midrabanan to destroy it. So he has to wait till Chol HaMoed because on Pesach he has the iser of muktzah.
Before the iser,
he'll be over the iser of muktzah. He'll be over it because first he touches it. You have a shaila. Let him be at the same time. Let him go right over to the chametz before he moves it. And he should destroy it right away. He should destroy it b'mkoymoy, without any muktzah. L'chora, without being over muktzah. What? So it wouldn't be first moving it and then destroying. In other words, let it come at the same time.
But that means you have to hold maybe your coming close straight, because that's only the human method.
Oh, good. So that gets into it. So even at the same time, even if at the same time when he's touching it, he's destroying it, Rashi will also hold the Issur Derabanan of Muktzah was so strong that they didn't want to be mevatel. They didn't want to say that the mitzvah Derabanan of Tashbisu should knock out Muktzah. Derabanan wanted to protect, to strengthen the Issur of Muktzah, and even if it's at the same time, we'll walk right over to it and light a match to it. I don't want to go into the whole things of that. L'maisa, Rashi holds that since it's Derabanan, since you took care of all the problems in Atara through Bitul, and you have an Issur Muktzah here, the Issur Muktzah does not let you destroy it.
What's the problem? Somebody should be able to put a pot over it. You won't have to worry about all the...
That's all, but yeah, but you won't be fulfilling the mitzvah derabanan of destroying Chametz. That's the last point that we're working on. So for that you have to say it's too bad. He's stuck.
Now, but tomorrow, you'll be able to do it.
Oh, but what about today? He has the mitzvah. Charles, why can't he do it today? What Teretz is. So you could say that today the Rabbanah didn't want to let him get that mitzvah. Talmud will have it. What?
His mitzvah whole paper.
Yeah.
The last day
so you're tiny because you can do the mitzvah after a Talmud. That's what it falls tiny. All right. Enochina. We'll see you later on. That's where it comes in later also. No.
Well, I don't understand how you can burn it. You don't have to do it in place.
What?
What can you do to when it's there?
while it's there. Oh, so the only thing you can do is burn.
Now, how are you going to burn it?
What?
How are you going to burn it?
Put a little match to it.
You can. You jump it right.
What? Oh, so the shawl is, if you pass in, because we pass, again, like if you hold that, depending on yesterday's shear, if you hold, you can't burn on Yom Tov, so then you're stuck.
Yeah.
But if you hold, tak, you hold a mitoich, then you'd be allowed. Technically, if you hold a mitoich, we don't have to hold out to Rebbe either. I don't want to get complicated. Rashi says there are isidic problems with taking care of through bittul and midirabbanon. All you have to cover it up not to come to eat it, and you cannot fulfill the mitzvah derabbanon of destroying it on yon. That's Rashi, Shita, and the Ram. But if you did not make bittul. If you did not make bittul, it's mashma from the Ran.
Even to
mashma from the Ran, that if you did not make bittul and you have chametz in front of you, you're allowed to burn it. Now, in the shita of what's going to be according to Rashi in the Ran, if you don't have bittul, so mashma, you're allowed to do something to the chametz. On that we have two sheets. We have the shita of, I say, some Mefarshim learn, it's mashma from the Ran, it's Shiurim, from the Rebbechon Zechon Lebrocha, learns you're allowed to burn it, and the Pnei Yeshua says that you're not allowed to burn it, but you have to do something else to it. There's really three different possibilities what to do. According to Rashi and the Ran, if he did not make bittul, so this fellow has a problem. He has a problem of Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze, now that he has chametz in front of him. So there are three shittas. What would Rashi and the Ran hold? What are you allowed to do to the chametz? Yes.
Is this without bidik also?
What?
Is this without bidik and bidik?
What's the problem? I mean, he has chametz. What's the difference? He made bidik. He found chametz in his house.
Because now that you did a bidik and you found, and you already did a bidik and you found some chametz, so now that you're not going to be over Bal Yeruah, Bal Yemotze, and that chametz.
Oh, so like till now, good. Right, who would be a shtickle left? Even we're dealing, if he made bidika, he was not over Bal Yeruah until he found it. Then you're only dealing with Bal Yeruah from the time that he finds it or not. He can't make bittul anymore because it's yomtiv. So then, if he did make bidika, it's a good point. If he made bidika, so now the question is, how does he protect himself from Bal Yeruah and Bal Yemotze from now on? Now that he's found the chametz and he owns the chametz without bittul, what should he do to the chametz? If he did not make bidika, then it depends. We had a shaila in the achrayim whether he's over in Bal Yeruah even before he found it. If a man has a house and he did not check his house and he did not make bittul, so we brought that on machlokes for Hashem Taisviz on one side on the Rambam by chametz she'eni yadua if you're over in Bal Yeruah Bal Yemotze. So if he, according to those shitas, it's possible he's, if he didn't make bidika. So then when this man finds the chametz on Pesach, he has a double problem of Bal Yeruah. First of all, Bal Yeruah till he found it, plus Bal Yeruah from the time he finds it. But anyway, that's a side point, whether we're dealing with the future Bal Yeruah or we're dealing with the past Bal Yeruah. That's a separate shiloh, which is not really again now. Where shiloh, he has Bal Yeruah, however you slice it, this man did not make bittul, and he came and he found a piece of chametz in his house. So according to Rashi and the Ran, you have to do something to the chametz, because now you're dealing with an issur d'oraisa. What do you do with it? There are three sheets. One sheet the holes. Let's take it slow. The Kovitz Shiur and Rebbe Chana Zechon Lebrocha seems to learn and means mashma from the Rajba that way, that you're allowed to burn the chametz. Because since there's no bittul here, the man owns the chametz. If we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that ein bir chametz elosreifa, so you have a mitzvah of tashbisu on you. So therefore, the mitzvah of tashbisu lets you allow to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, which is burning. What happened to the issur of yontif? We paskin mitoch shu, we paskin not like Rebbe Kiva. We paskin mitoch shu hutra letzaruch, hutra nami shalo letzaruch. That just like since the Torah allowed you burning for cooking purposes, once the Torah allowed you to do it, as long as there's a necessity, as long as there's a tzarech hayoyim, sounds like Tesis we saw yesterday, as long as there's certain benefit not to be ervan bal yoro bal yomotze, and to be mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu, so the most cool of the kashit is take the chametz and burn it. I mukta, mukta is only the rabbonim, and this is a mitzvah satzei min ha-tzarech. Since it's without bittul, so you have a mitzvah deraisa that knocks out the yisur muktzah mid rabbanon, and you're allowed to burn the chametz. That's the first sheet. The second sheet then, this is that no, you can't burn it. What? The second sheet, the place can bring it down. You'll take a look in the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is Simon Tef Memvov, brings this down. Says no, you can't burn. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, comes out an important cup. This is a very important cup. Even if you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that says ein bir chametz el sreifa, that's only on erev yontif. That's only, especially like Rashi sheet is kishmak. Rashi sheet is when is tashbisu before the seventh hour. When it's not osir bahanoah yet, but then you're supposed to make tashbisu through burning. But even Rabbi Yehuda is moider that after the seventh hour and during Pesach, you makayim tashbisu b'chol dover. So this shita holds. Rashi shita daf yud beis is even Rabbi Yehuda who says ein bir chametz el sreifa. That's only in the beginning before it comes the seventh hour. But once the seventh hour comes already, and certainly once Yontif comes, so then even if Yehuda agrees that you can your makayim tashbisu through any way you destroy the chametz, so why go ahead and burn it and run into problems and have to come out to mitoch shehutzu l'tzairach, crumple it up, throw it to the birds, and you'll have no issur midaraisa and you'll fulfill tashbisu since it's already after the seventh hour. So this is a tremendous yisoid. Rashi, Taisi Shita argues, but Rashi Shita is that according to Yehuda, it says, Ein bir chametz el sreifa, after already the seventh hour is gone, then it's taka b'chol dover. Then you can destroy the chametz in any way, and therefore you're supposed to do it. Yes?
The thing is, Rambam says that you can't. Are we talking?
This is all in Rashi.
Can you even be mavatal it, or can you?
It was too late. It was too late because you don't own it. It's already asur banor. We're talking obviously. Bittul is too late. If you didn't do it before Yontif, you don't own it.
But so you after Yontif.
After Yontif. No, but you have your bal yeroah. You got to worry about bal yeroah now during Yontif. You got to do something now. You can't wait till Yontif. What?
Why can't we mavatal?
You don't own it on Yontif.
So asur banor. Puts it here.
What? Not the bittul. So Stan asks me kasha every time make bittul. The Gemara says bittul only helps before it becomes osur bano. Once it's already osur bano, it doesn't help it. Now comes the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting sheet. The Pnei, and in each of these sheets there's agav, indirectly there's big wonders, which will other places in Shas will help you out. Remember, from this second shot we see a big chiddush that the Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of Ein bir chametz el sreifa is only before the seventh hour, but once the seventh hour, and certainly on Pesach, you could do it with any way, and therefore you don't have to do sreifa, you should just crumple it up, or put it down, throw it away. Now, the Pnei Yeshua holds a big yisoid. He says like this, no, you can't do that on Yom Tov. Why? Listen to a murder to the Pnei Yeshua says that just like he holds, you can't burn the chametz on Yontif. What? You just why not? Burn. Just like the first, he argues. The Pesach argues on these two shittas. He argues on the Rashba, and he goes even further, and he says you can't even destroy the chametz. Why? Because he says like this. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that crumpling the chametz, it's a tremendous chiddush. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah says tashbisu, it's not only through burning, but it's even through destroying. So just like you're not allowed to burn on Yontif, you can't destroy on Yontif. That's called, in other words, Rachmona Achshavei. when the Torah looks at crumpling like burning. Even though you didn't take a fire, but just like you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov because it's an Av Malacha, since through crumpling you're gonna be accomplishing the same purpose, so you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov either. And just like whatever Lundus will say, it's not Deicha Yom Tov. The mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu through burning is not Deicha Yom Tov. Torah says you're not allowed to burn it. It's too bad. You're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov is an Aseh. Well, Loises say, I don't want to go into all Lundus. Why you don't say Eseh Deicha Loises say? I'm throwing in a big Lundus here. You don't say that the mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu should knock off a lot of Yom Tov. Why not, Taka? Because Yom Tov is an Aseh also. There's a mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos Shabbosim. There's a positive mitzvah of resting. There's a lav of not doing malacha. Against that, you only have one mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. So it comes out that one mitzvah Saseh ken naka ein eser derecha lois seva eser. So the same thing, the mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu cannot knock out crumpling the chametz also. Because crumpling, since you're accomplishing Tashbisu through breaking up, through crumbling the chametz, so that the Torah looks at it like you're burning. Since you're accomplishing the same purpose, just like the Torah wants you to rest from burning, the Torah wants you to rest from destroying. So according to Pnei Yeshua, what's the Eitzah? By Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos Tishbois to rest. There's a Padas and Loisas to come Malacha. You're not allowed to do a Malacha. So the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua is, Rashi holds, just like burning is a Malacha, crumbling is also a malacha. Giving it to a dog to eat is also a malacha, according to this. Any way that you destroy the chametz, if you're makayim tashbisu, then it's just as bad as burning. It's not only the physical match, putting the chemical reaction of burning the Torah, asazan malacha. The Torah doesn't want you to create, to accomplish a destruction. What's the chilek? That destruction comes through fire, or that destruction comes through other ways. So he holds, no, Rahman Akshavay, since you accomplished the same like burning, it's as if you're burning it.
Give it to the dog, he's not doing it.
But giving it to the dog is like putting in fire. Every time you don't burn, when you put something in fire, you don't burn it yourself. You create the fire. The same thing, so the Pnei Yeshua Shita is that when you find chametz on Yom Tov, you cannot burn it. And even without bittul, you cannot burn it, and you can't even destroy it in any way. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, what's the Eitzah to do? The Eitzah is you have to take it out of your house. If you didn't make Bittul,
do what?
Just remove it from your house. But you cannot destroy it. What? Oh, Ayah Muktzah. But Lamaisa, you'll be accomplishing, you will not be Ervan Bal Yeroa Bal Yemotzeh. Because the Pnei Yeshua's Chiddush is that to be Ervan, we brought this down the Shita before other times, the only time you ever buy your Rabbi Yamatzi is if you own it, and it's also in your property. So by taking it out of your property, you will not be fulfilling the mitzvah to say of Tashbisu, but at least you will not be over on, you won't be over on the Baal Yeroa.
The
Baal
Yeroa
is strong. That's right. I Mukta, but in order not to be over on Baal Yeroa, you're allowed to be over on Mukta.
I don't know what Sushita says over here, but by Yom Tov, right? If you use a mixer, a man mixer, right? Yeah. So that you're allowed to use because it's not much, right? So why can't we say the same thing over here?
It's food purposes.
Telling us over here.
So well, food purposes.
It's looked as
for food
as
purposes, you're allowed to do everything. For food purposes, technically, you'd be allowed to use a mixer also.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
The same thing. That's right.
What do you mean?
On yourself.
So what do you mean?
So you should be also the same way, you're not allowed to give it to the dog.
Because it's looked at as if
you're
on yourself.
You're not doing anything on Yom Tov, but here the giving is an action. You're doing something on Yom Tov. Just like flipping the switch. You're not allowed to do an action that causes it to become destroyed. Not put into fire. What?
Just like giving it to
the dog. Yeah, giving it to the dog.
Instead of lighting up a fire.
Yeah, and if the dog takes it, there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe you're allowed to even hint to the dog that it should come. What? Oh, to give it to a dog. If it's not your dog, alright, if it's not your dog. So. That's a big shayla in Paiskim, giving to a strange dog that you don't. If it's your dog, Savada handing him, feeding him chametz is anah. But on a dog, Shel Hefker is a big shayla.
Sabbath, no? Telling a little boy to open up a light?
Midarais, you're allowed to. In a kanami, you're not doing anything.
Well,
no, you got the swara of the Pnei Yeshua.
It's like feeding it.
Okay.
It's like feeding it. to a door, or, you know, go open the light, come on, you know. And even, you know, you pick him up and then he puts on the light.
You pick him up, so it's, again, it's a grumma. You just got him in reach, but if you would push his hand, then it's not.
How does the mutation work on Shabbos? Taking out your system,
it would be on Shabbos, and it would be an issue of the rice of it, so then you couldn't do it.
Teisha
was not going on Shabbos.
Only 5 minutes on Shabbos.
We're talking, this Gemara is all on, not on Shabbos. All this
but
is on Shabbos.
But if that falls on Shabbos, how's it?
What? The walls will be different. This is going when on a regular Yontif. When it falls out on Shabbos, the Dalach will be different. Yeah, then you have Israel, the Yisur of Shabbos. You want to ask something? Same thing? Okay. Good. So, B'kitzer, what we have is, we have three shitas in what to do with the chometz that you find is halacha l'maisa. When you find the chometz on Pesach, so we had one sheet is you could burn it, and the other sheet is you can just take it, destroy it without burning, and the third sheet is you could just remove it from your house. According to the first two sheetas, it would seem that you make a bracha. You'd make the bracha at the time when you get rid and you destroy it, because this chometz he didn't find on the bittul, and this was not chometz that wasn't there. I mean, he didn't find it during the bedikah, and he already made a bracha erev Pesach on the other chometz. On this new chometz, the Magen Avraham's mashma, Magen Avraham paskins that he makes a bracha. We're all without bittul. This whole shmuz is all. He did not make bittul. Yeah, I know, but we're talking about that he was over and he didn't make bittul. This whole Torah is without bittul. If he made bittul, we just said if he made bittul, he can't do anything. But if he did not make bittul, you make a bracha. So the Achrayim point out, so you see here, called the mitzvah of Tashbisu is even not only on the first, not only on Erev Pesach, but even later on. From the Pnei Yeshua, you don't see that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. But yeah, it could be like the Pnei Yeshua, the mitzvah of Tashbisu stopped on the first. Could be called the Pnei Yeshua holds for a different reason. You can't do anything because you lost the mitzvah. So say once Pesach comes, it's not Ach B'Yom Rishon anymore. So therefore, you don't have the mitzvah of Tashbisa. For Bal Yerah, Bal Yemotzei, all you have to do is take it out of your property, which is a big Kiddush. But that's the way the Pnei Yeshua holds. Taking it out of your property, even though technically you still own it, but since it's not on your Rishus, I remember Bal Yerah, Bal Yemotzei. But according to the Rajman, the other Rishonim that say that you're allowed to burn it, they hold Tashbisu goes all 7 days, and therefore you could even make a bracha on him because it's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. On Chalamoid, you can get rid of it, but if there's no mitzvah, so then if there's no mitzvah Tashbisu, you wouldn't make a bracha. What the Pnei Yeshua, he doesn't speak about Chalamoid. He talks about on Yontif, you can't get rid of
it. Yeah.
When it comes to Chalamoid,
on
Yandu, take it out of your shus, no? Yeah, if somebody wants to come and take it, I mean, you can't be Mavatl, it's too late to be Bittl. Okay.
According to
Pnei Yeshua, when you take it out, according to the Pnei Yeshua, there's no bracha when you take it out of your house. Because all you're doing is you're getting taken away the Bal Yerah Bal Yemotzei. Oh, he doesn't speak about it. Mashma Fager, it's mashma from him that on Chalamoid, Rachman Achshavei Lash Beso said that you could. Yeah. Then you would make the bracha on Chalamoid. He should try to take Eish Me'eish. Yeah, he should try to minimize whatever Yisurim he has to do. That's a different problem, creating fires. He should take from another one.
Even though, you're not going to take the reason why
you're allowed to do that, that's a different list. You have a way how to do it without it. If you would have no other fire, and the only Eitz would be, then you have something to think about. But if he has an Eitz to take it, Eish Me'eish, how about he should do it? Yeah, a little less hard. Good. Okay. Let's not get some sheet. Okay. This is all in the Shita of Rashi and the Ran that this Gemara is talking about with bit. And therefore you're not allowed to do anything because technically Minat Torah, you're not over anything. But the Rambam and Tosfos and Ksubas Dav Zayin say it should hold nothing. They hold that this Gemara which says if you find chametz on Pesach, you're not allowed to touch it, and you just put a cover on, is even when you did not make bittul, and you have in front of you chametz that there's no bittul on, and you owned it. So yeah, so they hold clearly that even without bittul, you don't do anything. The question is, what do you mean? B'chara, if he didn't make bittul, how could the Gemara say that all you have to do is put a cover on it? That all takes care of, you won't come to eat it. But what happened to Bal Yeruah? What happened to the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu? So on this, also, there's a lot of Torah. And there's basically two ways to explain their sheet. Two ways to explain the sheet. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Vav brings down these two sheet. The simplest sheet is the Kesef Mishnah sheet. You saw the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. He holds like this. This man has a big problem because he has chometz with his Bal Yeruah, and really he should try to do something. And all of what's stopping him from making Tashbisu? The Isser of Muksa, which is only a Derabbanan. Zuck the Kesef Mishnah, it's too big. Just like by other times, Chachomim have to show that they have the power to make Takonis. And me, the Devrayim. Chachomim said, what?
You should have made the Bittul.
I don't know if it's a Knas. They should have made Bittul. Oh, that I like. You should have made Bittul. Okay, so we don't have Rachmanis on him. But the Chachomim, what? You're like my Shofar. Mitzvah Saseh Shofar. When it comes Shabbos, Chachomim say you're not allowed to take the Shofar. So you see that the Chachomim, B'Shev, Altase, have a right to stop a Yid from being Mekayim a Mitzvah, or to protect, or to take away Bal Yeruah, which is an Aver. The Chachomim say, too bad, you'll be over. And therefore, Chachomim, Hechmiru, the Misr Mukta is so powerful. It's a big Musr Haskele. We see the Koyach of the Chachomim. The Chachomim can change and can control Dinam Min HaTorah. So if you hear people being mezalzel on the Rabbanans, you can prove to him, you see, that Fakir, the Rabbanan, never, a lot of people, their ISIS, they understand, they're not terror. But human-made laws to them, is if they don't, Terror says, no, we see the Chacham have tremendous power. Now, but the Magen Avraham himself comes along with the Murray the Columbus. And again, Agav, since before Pesach, we don't have that much time, I'm trying to squeeze in the big Yisraelis in the Masechta, the Magen Avraham comes up with a tremendous ace. Toysus l'shitose, it's very gishmak. Toysus l'shitose, not necessarily Toysus l'shupis. But if Toysus is the same rishon in Daf Chof Tes, I think on the Beis in Sofim, there's a very famous Toysus of Chof Tes on the Beis in Sofim, which everybody speaks about. You have to know this Toysus, if it goes l'shitose, we can understand very well why you're not allowed to touch the chometz. Why? He said, what's the whole problem? The man, he has chametz here. He's being over by Yorah by Amotze. How could he keep quiet? How could he just cover it up? How could Tosis in Ksubas say that he can't do anything? He's over there Isis, since he was not Mabah. Tosis goes L'shitos. Tosis holds in that Koftes. This is the cloud. Hamashe chametz. If a man holds on to chametz, Hamanas Levaroi, in his mind, he's holding on to the chametz, knowing that he's going to be burn it as soon as he gets a chance, in over by Rabbi Yomotze, which is a big skittish. Tais Vishitis, it's not just that there's an onus here. There's no by Rabbi Yomotze unless a person keeps the chametz with the intention of eating. Then it's a tanai in Hilchot. This is Tais Vishitis. Other Rishonim argue on it. There's a whole big Shagasari on this. There's a Vilta Torah. But Tais Vishita is that the only time you're over by your Rabbi Yomotze is when you keep the chametz with kavana to eat. But over here, when he finds the chametz on Yom, he's a Firmiyah. As he knows on Chalamoy, as soon as he gets a chance to burn it, he'll go ahead and burn it, and he'll have the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So, according to this, that's why he's not allowed to touch the chametz. Because there's no Avera min HaTorah, even though he didn't make any bittul, we'll assume that this in the future he's not going to be over. From the time he sees it, he will not be over by Yerubal Yomotze, because he plans to destroy it on Chol HaMoed. What about the Bal Yeroa till then? That's totally in those shitas. Did he make a bedika? If he made a bedika, so technically it wasn't over. If he did not make a bedika, so it's chometz she'en yedua. So that depends. Chometz she'en yedua. Are you over Bal Yeroa? Are you not over Bal Yeroa? But at least mikan alahaba. From this time and on, since he planned to destroy the chometz of Chol HaMoed, he's no aver of Bal Yeroa. Tashbisu, he'll be able. Also, he'll get the Tashbisu later on Chol HaMoed, because he has the whole Yontif for Tashbisu. And therefore, this is the eighth of the Magen Avraham. So here, look at Merzik HaChiddush. According to this second shot, the Magen Avraham says like this. According to this shot that the Magen Avraham is explaining, well, that's only good if you find Chometz on the first day of Yontif. So then you have Kavona to destroy it on Chol HaMoed, which is good. But if you'll find chametz on the last day of Yontif, take it slow. You'll see. If you find chametz on the last day of Yontif, let's say in Eretz Yisrael the seventh day, or even in Chutz Lo'ar, so all the Rabbanan on the eighth day. So it comes out a chap like this. If we're not going to, you don't have that eighth anymore of the Magen Avraham. Why? Because what are you going to say? He's going to have in mind that he's going to destroy it after Yontif. After Yontif, he lost the Tashbisu. After Yontif, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't have to destroy it anymore. So therefore, what?
But the
Mishnah says, Yontif, you got to see the Gemara. Lach HaMoed means Chol HaMoed. There's a big term, what Lach HaMoed means.
Machlokes,
that's right, that's right. The big Machlokes, Lach HaMoed means. But Pashtis, if you look good, you're tiny, very lumpish.
All of us have to find something, it's surely going to happen to something, it's got to happen to it.
Good.
You're surely going to burn it, so it's like
a front area. There's no time to
burn it. Yeah, but since there's no mitzvah, after now it's already the last day Yontif. After Yontif, he has no chiyuv to burn it anymore. So why is it not tzarechah? I hear you love this. First of all, we don't pass in Kol HaMoed Lisrei for tzarechah. I hear you asking from Kol HaMoed Lisrei. Those who were here in Gittin, we had the whole Torah, Kol HaMoed Lisrei, writing a get on something about Yisrael. No, it's as if it's burnt already. The fact that he has a mitzvah to do it, it's mina mesrofen. He says, "What do you? That's only mina mesrofen. But after that's only because of the mitzvah sreifa. But here, after Pesach, there's no mitzvah sreifa anymore. It's only al tashbisu is a mitzvah sreifa. So it's not a mitzvah sreifa either. He himself makes up his mind he's going to do it. That's not enough to make it called a mitzvah sreifa. To make it as if it's burnt, you have to have a mitzvah on it. He can change his mind, but it's only the mitzvah. So it's a very big chav. Like the Magen Avraham Taga, if you find chametz on the last day of Pesach." Or at least in Eretz Yisrael, where there's an issue there, right? So Bal Yeroa on the last day of Pesach, all 7 days, there are one. You know, in Chutzlar, it gets a little more complicated. Because the last day of Pesach is not really Bal Yeroa, it's only there are one. But according to this, Yitaka would be allowed to burn. Because then Yitaka have the real Bal Yeroa. And you don't have the Eitzah of Masha Chometz Al Manas Levaroi to take away the lava Bal Yeroa. So then according to this, it should come out. The Magen Avraham Taka says, according to this, you get destroyed. Maybe not Sreifa, but you're going to do something to it.
On Yontif.
Even on Yontif. Because according to this, the whole law is that you're not allowed to do anything is because you've protected yourself from the Avera, because you're going to do it on Chol HaMoed. Because on Chol HaMoed, you're going to have a mitzvah. And you're still going to have the Bal Yeroa, which is going to make you burn it on Chol HaMoed. But if you die on the last day, now, we have a few minutes. My wife mentioned to me that I should. We have a little time, she kind of needs a little time to prepare something. So you just give me a few minutes of just the last part of the shir. But this part, so far, we went through, this is the shita of the Rambam, and who else do we say? Taisis, yeah, the Rambam, the Rambam and Taisis, who hold that this Gemara is going even without Bittul. You're not allowed to do anything to it, because they hold whatever shita, either because the muktzah, the isra muktzah is too strong, or because you're not over Bal Yeroa, because you'll be able to burn it on Chol HaMoed. We'll end off with one geshmaka piece, that the Achronim have a kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara, why should he sit and just put a cover on and not do anything to the chametz with bittul? Without bittul, we won't go into simple. L'chaira, he has an eitzah to destroy it. How? By telling a goy to destroy it. B'chor, let him tell a goy to destroy the chometz. So he himself will not be over on Mukta, because he's not doing anything. Right? The whole Isser, right? He's not going to be over on burning either, because he's not going to be burning. He should tell a goy to do it. So normally, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do an aver. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do something on Shabbos, Amir Lachim Shavuos. But over here, it's the Mokim Mitzvah. By telling the goy to do it, you'll get the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So, fakir, tell the goy to do it. The Shalom, the Mokim Avraham brings that taka, the Shalom says, tell the goy, make him a shliach, and he'll do it. The Mokim Mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a goy to take the muksa and to burn it. The Rebbe Kiveger has a Gaval Ketaina. Rebbe Kiveger argues, says, you're not going to accomplish anything by giving it to a goy. Why? Because ain't shlichus la'akum. Ain't shlichus la'akum. You're not going to get the mitzvah of tashbisu. Because when you tell a goy to do, can you tell a goy to make a marriage for you? We have a call, ain't shlichus la'akum. So how could the shalom say that you go ahead in the mitzvah of tashbisu, you'll be makayim, by telling a goy to destroy it? The goy is not a shliach of the yid. Good. So some achrayim say good. So if it's talking about without bittul, so at least he'll be able to solve the problem of bal yirua. Very good. That I like. That's the achrayim say that. But if it's talking about with bittul, so then all you're going to accomplish is the mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu you won't get through a goy.
That's the same thing by taking out
a goy. Yeah, in a chanami. So why the yid are giving it to a goy? By states you want to accomplish more by giving it to goy, you'll destroy it. So the Kiveger Tanis, you won't get the mitzvah. So the Avnei Nezer comes along and he says a beautiful chat. Avnei Nezer argues with the Rebbe Kiveger. And he says like this. It's very beautiful because it ties into Baba Kama. See how all Shas is tied together. Avnei Nezer says like this. When do we have a klal? Ein shlichus la'akum. That's, for instance, where you have to do something, you have to do an action, and therefore if you tell a goy to do an action, it's not considered like you did it. For instance, if you tell a goy to cook something on Shabbos, min ha-Torah, you're not over on Shabbos. Why? Ein shlichus la'akum, because what's the purpose of Shabbos? The purpose of Shabbos is you should rest, you should take it easy, you shouldn't do malach. When the guy is in the kitchen cooking, the yid is taking a Shabbos nap. So the yid do the malach? No, the yid didn't do anything. The yid was still resting. So even though the guy was told to do it by the yid, ain't shlivus la'akum, and therefore it's not as if the yid did it. Can't eat it anyway. Technically the yid didn't do anything. That's only where the Torah wants an action. When the yid to do an action, then telling you go to do an action is not like you did an action. But the Avnei Nezer time is the mitzvah of Bir Chometz is not the action of taking the match and lighting it, putting it to the chometz. The mitzvah of Bir Chometz is a din in the chometz, not in the gavra. Which means to say the mitzvah is not the man should keep busy. The mitzvah is that there shouldn't be any chometz in the world. The yid has a mitzvah to see to it there shouldn't be any chametz. Where the mitzvah is on the cheftz, where the mitzvah, where it's the purpose of the action, it's the outcome, it's not the action itself that makes a difference. The main thing is that you saw to it. You did by the yid telling the goy to see to it. That it should be done, the Avnei Nezer says, and it's just like garmi, just like by the laws of damages. When Reuven damages Shimon, through Garmi, he doesn't do it directly. He tells the Moshe, he tells a goy to do it, for instance. Or he do it in such a Garmi, in such a way. So according to Garmi is Chayiv, they're Isim, they're Abonat. Why? Because the Maisa through him it got the damage. Even though he didn't do it directly with his hand, through him it came out the damage. So the Avnei Nezer says, Bir Chometz is like damaging. The Torah wants you should damage the Chometz. You should get the chametz destroyed. So just like by garmi, if a yid gets something destroyed indirectly through garmi, it's considered a damage. If a yid tells the goy to destroy the chametz, it's as if the yid caused the chametz to be destroyed. It's not Bari Azekah. Maybe the guy won't listen to him. The Avner Nezer says, promise him something, a few dollars, a bottle of wine or schnapps, and then it's Bari Azekah. In other words, if you tell the guy that it's for sure, the guy is doing it, he speaks out of Lach Olamaisa. If you tell the guy, you can't make up a contract because you're dealing on Yontif. But if you tell him, listen, you know, I happen to have a nice, and I know what kind of stuff you like, or your favorite, whatever it is, schnapps or whatever, which is not from this thing. But it's on Pesach, and you tell the guy that he'll give him something for it, so then it becomes Bari Hazekah. It's as if for sure when you, that the guy is going to do it. So according to Avraham Nezer, you're Mekayim Mitzvos Tashbisu, through telling a guy to be Majbis the Chametz. But the other Achrayim, the Chassam Sefer, also says like Rebbe Kivega. Chassam Sefer is the son-in-law of Rebbe Kivega. Chassam Sefer also has in Chuvah, he has in the Chedushim, all our Rebbe Kivega. Chassam Sefer tainted that you're not Mekayim Tashbisu through a guy. Just like other mitzvahs, you can't make a guy a shliach on other mitzvahs, you can't make it on Tashbisu. Avner Nezer, Simon Shin, and Shin Yutes, hold that you could be Makayim Tashbisu through a goy. So on Yontif, that would be an Eitzah.